tesyilime emru ferman.
This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Authorities on Sunday identified a 44-year-old British national as the man who took four people hostage at a Texas synagogue for 10 hours before an FBI SWAT team stormed the building, ending a tense standoff that U.S. President Joe Biden called an act of terror. Police say the suspect was shot and killed after the last one of the hostages got out at around 9 p.m. Saturday at Congressional Beth Israel near Dallas. In a statement, the FBI said there was no indication anyone else was involved, but it didn't provide a possible motive. The man could be heard ranting on a Facebook live stream of the services and demanding the release of a Pakistani neuroscientist who was convicted of trying to kill U.S. Army officers in Afghanistan. The FBI says the hostage taker was specifically focused on an issue not directly connected to the Jewish community, and there was no immediate indication of any broader plan. It's not clear why he chose the synagogue. Former Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko says he is returning to Ukraine to fight treason charges, even though he views them as politically motivated. Poroshenko spoke Sunday at a news conference in Warsaw hours before he is to fly Monday from the Polish capital to Kiev, Ukraine, where he is to face the allegations in court. A prosecutor has alleged that Poroshenko was involved in the sale of large amounts of coal that helped finance Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine in 2014 and 15. Poroshenko insists that he's innocent and accuses prosecutors under his successor, President Volodymyr Zelensky, of seeking to harm him politically to distract from Ukraine's widespread problems. This is VOA News. Austria will become the first European country to make COVID-19 vaccination mandatory for adults in February, Chancellor Karl Nehammer said Sunday, acknowledging that it was a, quote, sensitive topic. Nehammer, a conservative who took office in December, said those who didn't comply would face a hefty fine. Since plans for compulsory jabs were first announced last year, Austria has seen impassioned debate both in parliament and beyond on the issue. To date, 71% of eligible Austrian residents have had their jabs, several percentage points below many of the country's EU neighbors. Saturday saw some 27,000 people demonstrate in Vienna against the measure, which opponents dub an attack on personal freedoms. Tennis superstar Novak Djokovic flew out of Australia on Sunday after a court upheld the government's decision to cancel his visa, capping days of drama over the country's COVID-19 entry rules and his unvaccinated status. The unanimous ruling by a three-judge federal court bench dealt a final blow to Djokovic's hopes of chasing a record 21st Grand Slam win at the Australian Open that starts on Monday. In a roller coaster ride, the world's top men's player was first detained by immigration authorities on January 6th, ordered released by a court on January 10th, and then detained on Saturday again pending Sunday's court hearing. Djokovic said after the ruling he was extremely disappointed as it meant he could not take part in the tournament. The 34-year-old Serbian had been granted a visa to enter Australia with a COVID-19 infection on December 16th, providing the basis for a medical exemption from Australia's requirements that all visitors be vaccinated. The World Health Organization said Sunday a UN-backed program shipping coronavirus vaccines to many poor countries has now delivered 1 billion doses, but that milestone, quote, is only a reminder of the work that remains after hoarding and stockpiling in rich countries. The UN Health Agency says a shipment of 1.1 million COVID-19 vaccine doses to Rwanda on Saturday included the billionth dose supplied via the COVAX program. WHO has long criticized unequal distribution of vaccines and called for manufacturers and other countries to prioritize COVAX. It said that of Thursday, 36 of 194 member countries had vaccinated less than 10% of their population, and 88 countries had vaccinated less than 40%. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.